And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined in the studio by Professor of Oboe here at the University of Missouri School of Music, Dan Willett. Dan, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Absolutely. Well, you're here. You've got a faculty recital coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get right into it. It's called Double Ducky.
Yes, this is an extracurricular thing. I normally give a solo recital every year, but this is an unusual situation here. Allison Roebuck, formerly Allison McLeod, grew up in Columbia, went to Hickman High School, earned her bachelor's degree, was away for a number of years. She's back in town with her family, and she actually came up with the idea of doing a joint recital together on oboe and English horn, so hence that this thing arose from the brainstorming there.
Okay.
So it's a fun collaboration doing a combination of unusual and sort of quirky things.
Okay. And I've got to ask, the name, is it a reference to Peter and the Wolf?
Yeah, okay. Yes, yes. Okay. We live forever with the with that label. We live with a typecast, whether we like it or not. Actually, duckiness is a disparaging term in the double reed oboe world. So we spend our lives trying not to sound like ducks, but on the other hand, we have to embrace it.
Yeah.
So I figured, why not go with it here?
Sounds great. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, why don't you tell us about the performance.
Yeah, well, we have a couple of traditional things. One is a Handel Trio Sonata, where we'll be joined by Lee Munoz, our bassoon professor, and we've got a transcription of a Brahms intermezzo for oboe, English horn, and piano. And then we've got some kind of unusual things. I've composed a couple of works taking along the line of the duck identity. One is a short piece entitled Wolf's Prey, which is a kind of creative and fun little piece based on tunes from the oboe part of Peter and the Wolf. And then another thing is a prelude and fugue on Gabriel's oboe. It's a melody from the movie The Mission back from the 1980s, and it's a tune that caught on in popularity and has been played at countless weddings and other emotional events. And so I decided to take that melody and write a prelude and actually a two-part invention in a sort of quasi-Bachian style based on that famous melody.
Wow, that's a fun project.
So it's a conglomeration of a bunch of unusual sort of stuff.
Nice. Nice. What made you want to choose that piece in particular to go and expand upon?
Yeah, well, I've played it myself many times in weddings for decades, literally, and everybody knows it. And so it's just one of those sort of sly ideas. You know, everybody knows this tune. How could this work to be made the subject of a fugue or a Bachian-style free fantasia sort of prelude? And so I sort of concocted the challenge and out came this thing.
Very fun. And this show is coming up on Saturday, March the 2nd. It's at 3 o'clock at the Whitmore Recital Hall.
Right.
Okay. And Allison Roebuck is formerly Allison McLeod,
yes.
You said, from Hickman.
And her father, John McLeod, was a violin teacher on our faculty for many, many years as well.
Okay, nice. And you said that a lot of this was her idea, or it, like?
Yeah, she's asked me, well, how would you like to form put together a joint recital and do some duet stuff. And so as we talked, this sort of came forth.
Nice. And what is she up to musically these days? Is she associated with the School of Music in any way, or?
Right. Well, Allison has had a couple of college teaching positions, and she's been very busy and active over the years in that and freelance playing in other parts of the Midwest. But she's also really busy right now with three very busy children, the oldest of which is in two teen years now. So balancing a lot of personal and musical things. And so for her, the chance to have a tangible performance at this moment in time is a fun thing to have there to add to all the other complications in her life. And it is for me, Ty, too. But it's the kind of thing, the best way to make things happen, you just pick a date, you plan it, and you make it work.
I was, yes, just talking with, well, Lee Munoz about this exact thing. Like, that sometimes just picking a deadline is the easiest way to make sure that it's going to get done in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And did you, so on the other pieces, the handle, are these pieces that you transcribed?
No, the handle actually exists as a trio sonata, originally for oboe and violin, but as is so much Baroque music, it's interchangeable, flute, oboe, violin. The ranges are similar, and so we can borrow each other's repertoire very easily.
Wonderful.
And then the Boza is a piece for oboe and English horn that's been popular among oboists for many, many years. Neither of us has actually ever performed it, so
we'll get a chance to do that. Get a nice first chance to play a fun piece. Well, that sounds great. Again, this show is coming up on March the 2nd. That's a Saturday. It's at 3 o'clock. It's at the Whitmore Recital Hall here on the MU campus in the Fine Arts Building. Double Ducky with Dan Willett and Allison Roebuck. Dan, thanks so much for coming out and
Thank you.
Telling us all about this show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.